Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham here in our operations area. This is the latest information on Hurricane Ida. It is 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Central. We are right now, the latest winds 80 miles an hour. So Hurricane Ida, 80 mile an hour winds, moving northwest at 16 miles an hour. We're about 510 miles southeast of New Orleans, Louisiana. Let's start off with the satellite here. A couple things here to notice. Definitely getting geared up, starting to look at that typical structure that you would see with one of these hurricanes. The center about right here, but look at these significant rain bands already pushing out ahead of this storm. We got out of Lakeland, Florida, we got the NOAA Hurricane Hunters. You can see some of the wind barbs there, and also from Keesler, got the Hurricane Hunters traversing this storm, getting us the latest information. So we do continue to look at this strengthening, and one thing I want to say, it doesn't really look like the total structure with the center, but we have a microwave imager on the NOAA satellites. Incredible information, and look at that. You can definitely see the center. You can see the center on the eye on all these different channels, and that's what we're looking at. Structure's pretty strong, so we do expect continued strengthening. If you look at our track with time, and I'll show you the latest track, it goes over some of the warmest waters in the Gulf of Mexico, and that's why we expect this to continue to intensify significantly. And I wanted to show this. This is from the models, a simulated satellite. That's what we expect Ida to become. A significant, dangerous, life-threatening hurricane threatening the Louisiana, Mississippi coast that we're going to continue to look at some of those impacts. But you can see how far stretching out from that system. The Mississippi Gulf Coast, you're going to see those impacts. And look at some of these rain bands as far as Alabama and also the Florida Panhandle. So let's look at that latest forecast. This is the latest one that we're looking at from this morning with time. Warm waters, we've come off the coast of Cuba, and then overnight, tonight, Sunday, about this location, and then Sunday afternoon, approaching the coastline and some sort of landfall Sunday afternoon, evening hour. So we're going to get pretty close. But remember, it's not just about that center point, because look at this hurricane warning stretching also all over southeast Louisiana, coastal Louisiana, even to the Mississippi coast. So any one of those areas can see these significant winds. Now, with time, slowing down slightly as it makes the turn. So it's not just on the coast. You can see some of those dangerous, destructive winds. I mean, we're talking at landfall, we are forecasting a category 4, 140 mile per hour winds. So just significant, just incredibly destructive right around that center, but well away from it, even over 100 miles, you can see those tropical storm force winds. So something to keep in mind with time. We look at that wind radii and we start thinking about the winds out ahead of it. We've got to wrap things up today. Listen to those local officials or they tell you to get out of dangerous areas. You got to get out. Listen to those evacuations because tropical storm force winds will start arriving. Start arriving tomorrow morning. It's too dangerous to be outside. So you got to wrap things up today because at that point, you're going to start seeing the winds. You're going to see the storm surge, dangerous, life-threatening storm surge. Morgan City, back to the mouth of the river, 10 to 15 feet of storm surge, 7 to 11 feet in areas from mouth of the river to Ocean Springs, Lake Pontchartrain, 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. And it's not just the storm surge, life-threatening rainfall as well. Some areas getting 10 to 15, up to 20 inches of rainfall. So dangerous situation. Listen to those local officials. We'll keep you posted from right here at the National Hurricane Center.